Adam left it very late in that game, but on balance, it would have been very, very harsh for us not to have come away with at least a point out of the performance today.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in football. Over a period of time, that you do the right things, and within a game, do the right things and to our standards, and you get what you deserve. Sometimes you don't, and you know, last week's different, but if you keep doing it, generally it'll even itself out. And you know, I don't think anybody could begrudge us something out of this game. You know, the chances we had, the lads, you know, the standards, they got very disappointing in there that they haven't come away with more. But on the other hand, you know, Eastleigh, good team, some good players, you know, obviously do things the right way, and good manager. I've had the privilege of working under it in my career, and you know, for me, he goes there. Goes into an exciting project there, that as I have done here, in a way that, you know, he's got a good budget, and but when you look, you know, I speak about my players in my dressing room and my squad, and I think everybody that were named on the team sheet today has played the part. The subs came on, and you know, I give them hard time sometimes about coming on and influencing games and making things happen, and you know, they played the part again today, so everybody will do throughout the season and has done up to now. So it's disappointing when you don't play games, and but you know, it's a long season. Games are difficult at this level, and you know, cold day here. And like I said, we've got what we deserved at least today, and up against, you know, things where I think sometimes people are going to be a bit more clever in, you know, football's played at this level as well. The officials sometimes, I keep saying it, but you got to be brighter and sharper and understand the game a little bit better, maybe, and see. But one thing I've said is that we have to concentrate on ourselves and make sure that we're right as a group of people, and that's how we connect to the club. And if we do, and we do things the right way, then we'll get us just rewards over a period of time. And I'd like to have taken 3 points today, and I at times I thought we did enough, but when you score last minute, it's, you know, you come away keeping momentum going, and like I say, you feel like you're getting some sort of reward for the work that we're putting in. So yeah, not fully happy, but obviously to take something out of the game in the position we were, then yeah, I suppose I've got to be a little bit pleased.
Must have been a tough half time team, talked about the chances we'd missed, and then to be hit by the hammer blow of a goal in injury time. Must have been an interesting changing room at the half.
Yeah, when you look, I think we made them defend a lot today, and one thing's now, you look at our squad, and we've got quite a lot of different options, and we can change things. I thought at one point throughout the season we became a bit one dimensional in terms of how we can approach things, but now I'm able to change things in the middle of games, and that, you know, that tests oppositions as well. So yeah, obviously everybody at the club's working hard to keep us as strong as we are, and like I said, you saw a little bit, we changed the way played at times throughout the game, and chopped and changed it, and that wasn't just making subs. We made tactical changes at times, and it does affect the game. So sometimes it doesn't, you don't get them right, but we managed to make them defend quite a lot, and to be fair, I thought they defended very well, and obviously we had a lot of chances as well, but yeah, obviously we got us just rewards in the end.
And how important is it to keep this run at home? We've had we're developing a good record here at Nethermoor, and that's it's going to be a key part, I would imagine, of us as battling out of these relegation places.
Yeah, any run's good. You know, we've been poor away from home, and it's hard to put your finger on it sometimes, and Like I say, we're getting a squad together now that we can really compete. And if you know, you saw the game last week at Wrexham, and we went there and another team on a great run. And to be honest, I felt we were the better team, and I don't often like to say that, but I did on the day. I thought we was, and that's not being disrespectful to anybody else, but I just felt we were better on the day. We didn't get what we deserved, and fair play, we got punished. Well, it's hard to say punished actually, but moments of individual brilliance, that changed the game. That's what football's about. That's why everybody likes it. Everybody comes and spends afternoons out in the freezing cold. It's going to be a long journey. Interesting ups and downs, and we've certainly had those up to now. So we'll keep going and, like I say, keep working hard to the best we can.
And on Valentine's night, it's going to be the romance of the cup in the mind of Sutton United when they come here. But we can certainly set back to our task, can't we, on Tuesday, and keep this run going.
We have to make sure that we're right first and foremost, and I know for a fact at this level, you know, the cup will mean nothing on Tuesday night to Sutton. We're up against it. We're in a team that everybody does things right and prepares properly, and that's why they've got to where they are in the cup, and those I think more and more nowadays these things will happen, and teams, and if you look this year in the FA Cup, more and more teams have progressed further because there's fine lines between the difference now between the leagues. So we have to keep doing our thing and playing our part in the progression of the wider game, and that's where we're at the minute.